Craig David burst onto the British music scene nearly 20 years ago with his first big hit album, Born to Do It, back when he was 19 years old. He set a record at the time as the fastest-selling debut album by a male solo artist in the United Kingdom. With big crossover hits on U.S. music charts like this song, 7 Days, and 2 Grammy nominations, Craig David was rising to become one of the U.K.'s biggest R&B artists with a growing global fan base. But things changed when a comedian on a British TV show decided to turn Craig David into a caricature, donning a giant rubber mask to play a ditzier version of the singer. Craig David released several more albums, but they didn't do as well as his early ones, and then he took a hiatus from music. But now he's in the midst of a comeback. His 7th and latest album, The Time Is Now, is topping charts in the UK. Craig David joins me now to talk about it from the BBC in London. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
It's lovely, lovely to speak to you. How are you?
Great. Thank you. So music critics are calling this a comeback. What do you call it?
I'm kind of cool with comeback, I think, is comeback is absolutely fine, because if it means that I'm back on your radar in a positive way with my music, then I'm happy with that, you know?
And the new album that's putting you back on the radar, The Time Is Now, how did it come about?
I had this beautiful feeling of when I made my first album, Born to Do It, which was so successful. I mean, it was like 7 million albums, and it took me from living in a flat in the projects that you'd have in the States with my mum, to then traveling the world and playing incredible venues and arenas. And what I found is that when I went back to just being in that playful state, it just feels so authentic that I feel that people resonate with that.
Yeah, is there a song on the album that sort of embodies some of that playfulness you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, there's one song on the album called Live in the Moment, which is produced by an amazing Canadian producer called Kate Trinada. It represents being in this moment, enjoy this moment. I recognize that we have things that we aspire to and we desire that maybe in the future, but don't define yourself through the past and just be here present. And when you're in that present state, you have all the magic starts to kind of unfold for you.
The spotlight can be harsh. It can burn people up. Just a couple of years after your debut in 2002, as you know, a UK sketch comedy show that mocks celebrities called Bo Selecta did that sketch making fun of you. They also made fun of Elton John and other British celebrities, but you were kind of a recurring punching bag. What did you think of all that?
To be honest, at the time, it really didn't affect me, but I think it was starting to tarnish the brand. If I look back in hindsight, people were starting to kind of like get lost in this sort of very cult kind of following. And also I wasn't putting out a lot of new music at that time. So therefore there wasn't the ability to let the music kind of shine through. It was like, it's going and you're sort of just having to watch the show roll out, you know?
I mean, but did it totally not affect you? From things I've read from the time, I think you've said different things about this, but I believe you indicated that it was hard for you at times and it may have gotten in the way of some of your work.
Do you know what it was, to be honest, is that being a young kid and also having a lot of people trying to micromanage a situation. So you have PR that are trying to kind of like find the best route to kind of protect a brand. You've got management who've kind of got their way with this, more of an emotional sort of fiery kind of side to things. But because I wasn't allowing, and I think this is down to being a little naive and young, I wasn't able to express myself. So therefore I was just taking the opinion of, oh, should I be the tough guy in this time in this interview? Okay, let's be that guy. Oh, should I play the vulnerable guy in this one? And then played out all these different kind of stories that kind of left it all over the place. And I think that's where there were sort of mixed messages as to how I felt about it. But looking back, genuinely, I was like, can I just get to the studio and make another song, please?
And let's get back to your new album. Why don't we listen to a song from it? It's called Heartline.
Love that.
So tell us about this song. Where'd it come from?
I was in the studio with a producer called Jonas Blue, who'd shown a lot of love for my work, my R&B work. I mean, he was like a big fan of Born to Do It. He said that was one of his albums that he listened to so much growing up, and was like, let's get in. And I was a big fan of his music. But I just wanted to kind of get that feel of his pop sensibility, but at the same time kind of leaning it back into more of an R&B world. So it had sort of the tropical Afrobeat R&B sound to it.
I'm wondering, this album is being well received, but you have had some big ups and downs in your musical career. How stable do things feel for you right now?
Life is all about things that rough up against you and how you see them and the vantage point that you have from them. So in terms of answering that, I'm as balanced as I can possibly be, but it's a lifelong thing. There's always things that are going to like, oh, I thought this was where it was all kind of going, and then bam, something else happens. But it's the difference of it getting over you and you kind of feel like you can't deal with it is the difference between where I am now to maybe where I was before. Now I'm just like, you know what? There's a lesson to be learned in this. There's a blessing here.
It doesn't matter, we're all together, and it's paradise. That was Craig David. His latest album is The Time Is Now. Thanks so much for talking with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.